One question can bring you back to what matters. To the truth you've been circling around. To the need that's been hiding under your frustration or fatigue. Welcome to One Question, a short weekly reflection to help you reconnect with your body, your values, and your truth. This week's question is, what would be the most helpful thing right now? Here's something I've noticed in myself and in nearly every client I've ever worked with. When we're in the middle of a struggle, our brains don't always ask the most useful question. We'll ask, why is this happening? Or what's wrong with me? Or how do I fix everything all at once? But the simplest, most powerful question can be, what would be the most helpful thing right now? And here's the secret. Sometimes the most important way to reach that question is to have someone else ask it. I can ask it here or in coaching, but who in your life could you invite to hold that mirror for you? Who could you trust to ask, gently but consistently, what would be the most helpful thing right now? For me, the obstacles that surface when I ask this question fall into three buckets. Sometimes it's physical. I'm sick, I'm hurt, I'm exhausted, I need rest. Sometimes it's financial. I just need a little more money to create breathing room or to acquire the thing I need. But more often than not, it's a belief about the situation. Something that I've decided is true that might not be. I shouldn't need help. I can't rest until it's done. If I slow down, everything will fall apart. And when the belief is the real obstacle, asking what would be the most helpful opens the door to shift it. I once had a client that I'll call Susan. For 3 weeks in a row, when she came to session, I asked her this question. Week one, she said, well, what would be the most helpful right now is if someone just told me I was doing okay. So we explored where she could get and receive affirmation from her team, her family, even from herself. Week two, I asked again. She paused a little longer and finally said, most helpful right now would be to get clarity on priorities. I feel like I'm spinning out of control. So that week, we made a list. We cut it in half, and she exhaled. Week three, same question. I was getting annoying at this point. This time, she surprised herself. She said, what would be the most helpful thing right now is if I stopped pretending that I'm fine. Whew! That answer cracked something open, and it shifted everything about how she showed up at work and at home. The point is, she didn't arrive at that third week's answer without the scaffolding of the first 2 weeks. Sometimes it takes asking and asking again for the real truth to emerge. From a neuroscience perspective, this works because our brains love clarity. Psychologist John Sweller coined the term cognitive load to describe how overwhelmed we get when we try to hold too many things at once. Asking the question, what would be most helpful right now, cuts through that noise. It reduces the cognitive load by forcing the brain to prioritize a single action, need, or truth. There's also a biological angle. When we feel stuck, our sympathetic nervous system often takes over. That is our fight, flight, freeze response. The question interrupts that loop. It activates curiosity instead of panic. Curiosity, according to researcher Todd Kashdan, is one of the fastest ways to shift the brain into problem-solving mode. So ask it a question. The poet Mary Oliver wrote, you only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. To me, this question, what would be the most helpful right now, is another way of letting the body, the heart, the deeper self, speak instead of the critic or the perfectionist. Thank you for joining me for One Question. If this question stirred something in you, don't brush it off. The truth has probably been whispering to you already. It's up to you whether you turn toward it and look for that help. So, what would be the most helpful thing right now? Until next week, be kind to yourself, look for the help, and always ask better questions.